USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's a new warning from the State Department telling Americans not to travel to China due to the coronavirus. United, Delta, and American are suspending flights, and Americans are trying to leave China before the Monday cutoff. An eighth case has been confirmed in the U.S., a person from Massachusetts who recently went to China, where there are now 304 people dead. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has declared a public health emergency. John Clemens has more.
That announcement from HHS also included an order that those returning to the U.S. are to be quarantined for 2 weeks. Secretary Azar believes the risk is low, but caution is advised.
The risk of infection for Americans remains low. And with these and our previous actions, we are working to keep the risk low.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Senate has voted to not allow witnesses and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial. Two Republican senators broke rank and voted yes, Susan Collins and Mitt Romney. All others were along party lines. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said,
America will remember this day, unfortunately, where the Senate did not live up to its responsibilities, where the Senate turned away from truth and went along with a sham trial.
The Treasury has imposed fiscal sanctions against Iran's nuclear energy chief and ordered his U.S.-linked assets frozen amid ongoing tensions between Washington and Tehran. On Thursday, they sanctioned Ali Akbar Salehi, the head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, saying the agency has played a significant role in Tehran violating nuclear regulations. Tehran denounced the new sanctions, saying they smack of desperation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Millions of surgical gowns made in China are now being recalled because they may not be sterile, and surgeries are even being canceled in some hospitals. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Alan Levine, CEO of Ballad Health in Tennessee, said his hospital had to reschedule over 200 surgeries. Cardinal Health admitted that a Chinese contractor supplying its gowns was using factories not registered with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The company said these facilities did not maintain proper environmental conditions. Problems included gowns exposed to contaminants through open windows, failure to provide hand sanitation, and operators eating in the production area. Cardinal Health said it's no longer working with that Chinese contractor and is cooperating fully with the FDA. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Personal income and household spending rose last month. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Commerce Department reporting that personal income rose by 0.2% in December, while household spending rose 0.3%. Wages for U.S. workers rising even as savings fell from November to December. Americans spending during the holiday shopping season coming even as retailers said there were sluggish sales. Spending did increase 4% throughout 2019 as compared to the previous year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.